Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, it's about power and control. I don't know about you today, but we live in a nation that's all about power and control. Oh, come on, somebody, you ain't listening to me today, but I'm here to tell you that people over you, they want power over you, and they want control over you. Now, you need to understand that we live in a predatory society, and I'm here to tell you that every agency around you wants power and control. And how do they get that power and control? While they want to keep you as a slave and they want to take your money. Yes, the truth of the matter is, it's all about power and control. I know what you want to do is you want to send your kids to the public school and you want to tell them to go on to college and get an education. But I'm here to tell you that that degree now is not used for an education, but it's used for power and control. I don't know about you today, but I met this woman and she said the reason why she was going on to get her doctorate, and you could see in her eyes she had the spirit of Jezebel. And you don't know, but Jezebel is about spirit. She's about power and control, and her job is control and destroy the prophets of God. But I'm here to tell you, but this woman, you can see in her eye, she's done everything. She went every place and she has done it all. She has seen it all. She went here and she went there. Come on, somebody. She's been everywhere and she wants power and control. And you could see that this degree was not used to help society, but it was used. She could feel the power and control. Just like a lot of you are trying to get an education, it's not because you're trying to learn. It's because you want the power, because you want the control, because you want the money that goes along with it. Come on, somebody. And you think if you got that money that somehow that you got the power and somehow you got that control. I'm here to tell you today, there's a lot of government agencies right now that's being placed over you with power and control. I don't know about you, but you can look at these cameras on every street corner. Come on, somebody. I can see in the evil professor's eyes, the power and control in their eyes. When you get at that level of education, you're going to start seeing that you're entering into a cult. This is a cult system. I don't know about you, but I've seen these little old ladies that you would think would be 80 years old, that would be humble, that would really care about the young people. Instead, you could see in their eyes about the money, about the power and control. I'm here to tell you today that we're living in a society of power and control, and that's all it is. I traveled down to Alabama. I've been all around the United States, and all I seen was the same, oh come on somebody, the same businesses. I've seen the same corporations on every exit. What do you think they are doing? They're exercising their power and control over you. I don't know about you today, but a lot of Satan's tactics are exercising power and control. They want control over your family. They want control over your finances. They want control over you. You ain't listening to me today. They want control over every facet of your life. It's all about power and control. Oh, come on, somebody. I know you've heard it before, but you have never heard it like this. Your pastor wants power and control over you. Your teacher wants power and control. Your mother, your father wants power and control. And yes, the government wants power and control. I don't know about you today, but don't you know that Satan, he wants power and control over this earth. Satan right now, he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And one thing he wants to devour, he wants to devour your family. He wants to devour your health. He wants to devour your finances. Yes, he wants power and control over you. And he's using your neighbor to do it. He's using your church down the corner to do it. You didn't hear what I'm trying to say. They have placed power and control over you. You are in this, oh my gosh, this predatory society. Look around. I see this demon. I see this devouring demon. It's a devouring demon. Oh my gosh. How many of these sick, evil, fat Jezebel women who just want to exercise power and control over you? Oh my gosh, I'm running through the forest right now. They're running around me. It's all about power and control, and it's evil. It's sick. They got money. Oh, come on, somebody. They got their pensions. They're sitting back on their sofas. Oh, they got power and control behind their laptops. You ain't listening to me today, because we live in a society of power and control. We have lost the respect for human life. We are being dehumanized. You are being dehumanized. When you look at me, you don't see a human being. When you look at me, you see how can I exercise power and control over this individual. When you look at me, I wonder what kind of money he has. When you look at me, I wonder what kind of position he has. I know some of you, you've been really high in the education cult. You have sold your soul. You've written your dissertation. You look pretty good in the eyes of men. Oh, come on, somebody, but let's be honest. The only thing that you ever wanted was power and control. Yes, you got a little power over a few humans, but you're not listening to me today. You don't even treat them like humans. You just puff yourself up as power and control. Oh, come on, somebody. You're sitting back and you're saying, God bless me. God bless me. But you're like that one man. You had all your barns filled. You said, I'm entering retirement. You said, oh my gosh, I'm entering retirement. I got all my barns filled. I have no worry. And the Lord says, today you're going to die. You didn't listen to me today. I'm saying today, some of you who have exercised so much power and control, you've given your heart, your soul to the world. God said today, oh my gosh, some of you, you better wake up. Oh, you ain't listening to me today. God ain't playing around. God ain't playing around with you anymore. And God ain't playing around with me. He says this time is a time for you to choose. You got to choose which direction you want to go. I know some of you, you say, oh, you have a ministry. I tell you, you don't have a ministry. You have a ministry. You have a ministry. Oh, it's all about you. It's all about your degrees. It's all about your doctorate. And it's all about you. It's a ministry. It's all about you. You've lost sight of Jesus Christ. And some of you, you don't care about anything of the Word of God. You don't care anything about God anymore. I'm telling somebody here today, you better wake up. We're living in the end times, and it's all about power and control. And I'm here to tell you today that a lot of you think that you're in control, but I'm here to tell you that you're only working for the devil. You're working for demons. Come on, somebody. The demons are like an army. They're moving in this society. Oh, come on, somebody. There's agencies right now in this big security planet, this big control grid that we're living in. It's all about power and control. Oh, I know you, teacher. You have about 30 students. You don't look at them as kids anymore. I see it in your eyes. It's all about power and control. I see the way you thirst for power. Come on, somebody. I see the way you thirst for power. It's all you want is power. But I'm about to show you a power that you've never seen. There is such a power that's higher than you ever seen. The only power that you have comes from Satan, and that's an evil kind of power. You don't know what I'm trying to tell you, that God creates the heavens and the earth, that God has the power to raise the dead, that God has the power to send water out of the rock, God has the power to part the Red Sea. But no, you've been manipulating and using God for your own personal gain. You've been using God for money. You've been using God, come on, for your personal gain. But I'm here to tell you right now that I'm not stopping. Oh, you better wake up, because the Holy Spirit's right here today. I'm telling somebody right now, that's all you want is power and control. You have no concern whatsoever about people. It's a selfish act, and it's from the devil. You went to college and you got your degree only for power and control. The only reason why you're in the military is for power and control. The only reason why you're in the church is for power and control. And the only reason why you're a professor of a university is for power and control. Yes, you think you're powerful, but I'm here to tell you you're not. Oh, come on, somebody. Ephesians 1, 20 to verse 22, which we wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion. God is far beyond. He is far above all principalities. God is far above all evil. God is far above. When I'm talking about God, I'm talking about Jesus God. Far above all principalities. He's above all power and might and dominion. A lot of you are saying this guy's crazy. I am crazy and I'm not taking your crap anymore. I am sick and tired of this evil in this world. Oh, come on, somebody. In every name that is His name, not only in this world, but also that is which to come, everything belongs to Jesus. So you better get that right. You might think you have power, but I'm here to tell you, you're only playing into the New World Order. You're only playing into the One World System. You're only playing. Come on, somebody. One day, you've been sitting on your pension and it's going to be gone. One day, you don't know, but everything that you hold secure is going to be gone. And I pray that you hold to Jesus Christ. He's sovereign. And I pray that you would remain in Jesus Christ. Oh, you ain't listening to me today because you look so pretty. You ain't listening to me today because you think you're better than everybody else. You ain't listening to me today because you're jotting down on your iPads, your iPhones. Oh, come on, somebody, you're flashing and you think you're so cool in your little cultic society. And that's where you're from. You're from a society. And it's a cult. And you just love to go to church and pat your damn evil self on the back. Oh, I'm not done preaching right now. If you can want to listen to this, I dare you. But I'm here to tell you that Daniel 4:17 says, the decision is announced by messengers. The Holy One declares the verdict so that the living may know that the Most High is sovereign over all the kingdoms on earth and gives them to anyone He wishes and sets over them the lowliest of people. Who owns the kingdoms of the earth? Who owns the kingdoms of the earth? Well, I'm here to tell you today that it's Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm here to tell you today that there's a God in heaven and He has the power and control over my life and He has the power and control over your life. I'm here to tell you today that there's so many evil people that have power and control. It's all about power and control. Oh my gosh, I went to a grocery store and the lady had power and control over the cash register. She had power and control over the gas pumps, and she looked at me with these evil eyes and she said, ha 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 ha, you're just gonna wait. And I sat in that long line in the gas station. She said, you're just gonna wait. Just wait. I got power and control. Just wait. And I'll push that button whenever I feel like it because I got the power and control. I went into the grocery store and I wanted to get my groceries. And that man there with his evil eyes, he said, just wait. We don't need you. You need us. We don't need you. You need us. And more, these small churches are falling down and they're going out of business. And more, whatever happened, because Walmart says this, we don't need you, you need us. These big businesses are saying, we don't need you, you need us. Oh, come on, somebody, I went to a fast food restaurant. They looked at me like, just wait. You filthy piece of crap. You don't mean nothing. Your life don't mean nothing to me. That's what the look on their face was. Your life don't mean nothing. What do you want? We don't need you. You need us. And that's their mentality. And I'm here to tell you right now that you are special in Jesus Christ. You are special with the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm here to tell you that Satan is exercising power and control in this nation, this big control grid. We're being dumbed down, brainwashed, come on somebody, by our mainstream television. We're being dumbed down. And I'm here to tell you, Ephesians 1:20-22 says, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominions. God, Jesus Christ has the power of all these. And right now, I break the spirit of power and control. Oh my gosh, you're sitting in your church and the pastor's exercising power and control. Oh my gosh, I tell you, there's a power out there and he has the control over Satan. There's a power out there that he has a control over the evil one and he's allowing all this to happen right now. Come on, somebody. I can't even begin to tell you the evil that's moving upon you. You got a choice who you're going to serve today, and nor you cannot serve two masters. Right now, Satan is knocking on your heart, and some of you are already taking the position of Satan. Some of you already are taking that position. I'm not taking that position anymore. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm telling you right now, Satan, you have a choice to follow evil, or you have a choice to follow good. I hope today that you'll learn to stand up against evil. I hope today that you would embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ. I know some of you are saying, this guy, he's not a real preacher. No, it's because you've been preaching for Satan. It's because you've been preaching for the New World Order. It's because you're a yellow belly coward. You ain't preaching anything of truth anymore. You're patting your damn evil self on the back as you go to church. I can't take it anymore. In Daniel 4:25, you will be driven away from people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like the ox and be drenched with the dew of the heaven. Seven times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is what? He is sovereign over all the kingdoms on earth and gives them to anyone He wishes. You better listen up and listen today. I'm here to tell you, you evil divination demons that are in the church, you Jezebel women who seek power and control in the church, you're part of this divination, and I send you to the pit of hell. A lot of you Jezebel women today, that you just want power and control, I send you to the pit of hell today. Come on, somebody, I'm sending these people of power and control to the pit of hell right now. You want to control my family? I'm sending you to the pit of hell. You want to hurt my family? I'm sending you to the pit of hell right now. The blood of Jesus is not going to allow it no more. Oh my gosh, you didn't understand what I'm trying to tell you. I'm saying that Jesus Christ has the power and over all the world, that Jesus Christ has the might and the dominion over all the world. I just can't stop preaching, but you think you got power because you have a big religion. You think you got power because you got money, and you think you got power because you have an education and that you have written your dissertation. You think you have power because you've served 20 years in the military. You think you have power because you own a business. You think you have power. I'm here to tell that there is only one that has that power, and that is Jesus Christ, the Lord, the King, and the Savior. Oh my gosh, it's all about power and control. Like I told you again, I was sitting in my class, and the teacher looked at me with evil eyes and said, hey, you little sheep, you will never be here. You don't have the power that I have, and I can check the mark anytime. You see, I have power and control. You see, there's a guy behind the computer. He calls you and he says, you did not pay your bill, and I have the power and control to push that button. I have power and control to shut your computer off. Oh my gosh, come on, somebody. Lord Jesus Christ, I need you, and I need you now, that there's an evil, evil demon, and he thinks he has power and control over me. And I'm here to tell you, we need to break that in Jesus' name. They think they can take my mind. They think they can take my spirit. They think they can take my life. But I'm here to tell you that you have given me this life. And I pray that you make me strong in the name of Jesus. This power that only comes from you, Lord God. They thought they could kill you on the cross. In 3 days you arose from the grave. And you now sit at the right hand of the Father. And yes, you have power and you have might and you have dominion, and every name is beneath you and you're above every name. The Lord is the Lord and He's above every name. Every name. In Daniel 4:26, the command to leave the stump of the trees with its roots means that your kingdom will be restored to you when you acknowledge that heaven rules. Heaven rules! Jesus has the power and He has the control. Jesus has the power and He has control. I'm here to tell you that Satan is a liar from the beginning. And during the temptation in the wilderness, Satan told Jesus that all the kingdoms of the world were his and that he gave them to whosoever he would. Of course, he was a lion and he is a liar and he's the father of it. In John 8:44, Satan's statement directly contradicts Daniel 4:17, which says, "The Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth to whomsoever he will," and the other scriptures. I'm here to tell you that God ruleth the kingdoms of the world, but Satan went and he said, "If you bow down, I will give you the kingdoms of the earth." I'm here to tell you right now, and you need to understand this today. You need to understand this today, that it is very evil in this world. And people are all about power and control. There's a Gestapo mentality. And I'm here to tell you, they look at you with such evil eyes. They look at you, and I'm telling you, it goes right down to your immediate family. No longer does the church look at you. They look at you about power and control. Oh, come on, somebody. It's all about the money in your pocket. We are in a sick society, and all they care about is money. And all they want is money. And it is sick. And in 2 Timothy, this says, some of you say that money and personal gain, and you use it for the form of godliness. Use it for the form of godliness. You know, God is still in control and ruling over His creation. And when I say God, I mean Jesus. And He worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. In Ephesians 1:11. And even though it appears that the wickedness of this world is winning, and even though it appears that the wickedness of this world is winning, the eye of faith sees His sovereignty and rejoices in His confidence. Do you have faith today? Then rejoice in this. Rejoice in the confidence that Jesus Christ will bring you through. Rejoice in the confidence that our sovereign God still rules the earth. Yes. The NIV says that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. The whole world is under the control and the power of the evil one. And the world around us is under Satan's power and control. Yes. But we need to understand this. That we understand this. But Satan is not the ruler of the world. The Bible says that the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one, but Satan is not the ruler of the world. He is the spiritual prince of the world. Yes. But there is also other spiritual princes or being working among the nations, and all of them are under the control of our Lord Jesus and not Satan. Daniel chapter 10 reveals that there are spiritual princes of Persia and of Galatia, and the angel Michael, the archangel, is one of the chief princes in the nation of Israel. There's other princes of this earth. And I'm here to tell you that Satan is not the ruler of this world, even though he's a spiritual prince of this world. But I'm here to tell you also that there is also another prince, and he is Michael the archangel. And he's one of the chief princes. And these are members of the spiritual principalities and the powers of the heavenly places. Satan being the prince of the power of the air in Ephesians 2:2, but he is not. And I'm here to tell you that he is not the ruler of this world. He is not the ruler of this world. Yes, and a lot of people are buying into satanic about power and control. And it's all about power. And it's all about control. And you're not understanding what I'm trying to say. They're sitting by there and behind their computer. And they're typing on the keyboard. "Sir, ma'am, may I help you?" "Yeah, I would like to apply for a job." "I'm sorry, you're going to have to go to the back of the line. Goodbye. I would like to apply to get." "I'm sorry, you're going to have to get to the back of the line." "Oh, what'd you say? You little dehumanized creature? Get away from me! Do you see I got the power? Oh, do you see I got the control? Don't you see I got the money and I can destroy you? Yes, yes. You know, the truth of the matter is this. It is very simple. That we know that Satan is the ruler of this world. Or he has control of this world. And we know this world is evil. But you need to understand that Jesus has power over this world. He has power. He has power over this world. And this world belongs to God. This world belongs to God. Yes. This is our Father's world. This is Jesus Christ's world. Jesus died on the cross. He died for this world. Satan never died for you. Satan never did anything for you. Jesus did it all for you. There is so much power and control being exercised over us right now in every agency. And it's sick. And these people that are in positions, they have literally sold their soul to Satan. They have literally sold their soul to Satan, to the prince of this earth. And you know what? And most people in high positions have sold their soul to Satan. They have sold their soul to Satan. And when Jesus Christ came, he came humbly. They have sold their soul to Satan. These evil people, these evil women, all they want is their degrees for power and control. These evil pastors, they just want their positions for power and control. Come on, somebody, they just want your money and to take for power and control. They want to flash at you what God is doing for you, but it's all about power and control. They want to elevate their intellect with their degrees. It's power and control. You ain't listening to me today, but it's all power and control. Everywhere we go today, you are in this control grid, and I'm here to tell you, going to keep you down. They're going to keep you as a slave, and they're going to keep them up. Listen, they're not going to allow you to get ahead. It's going to be very difficult from this point in time to get ahead, especially for you that love Jesus Christ. They're not going to allow you to move forward because it's all about power and control. You see that little position they have? They sold their soul for Satan, and so now they have control over you. I'm here to tell you today that we need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. Yes, it's all about power and control today. They want to flash what they got in your face. Power and control. They want to tell you that they are rich. Power and control. They want to tell you they are famous and they have their own media show, or they're an actor or an actress. It's power and control. Come on, somebody. They want to tell you that they're in the high position of government. It's power and control. Do they really care about you? Do they really care about your family? Do they really care about you? No, it's power and control. Do they care what you do? No. It's all about power and control. It's all about them. It's all about them. It's not about you. It's all about them, and it's about power and control. Lord God Almighty, I pray in Jesus' name. Lord God, I pray in Jesus' name that you will raise up your people. I'm praying in Jesus' name that you'll send some people to stand up against the evil one of this world. Lord God, I pray in Jesus' name that we would defeat these evil demons that are sitting there with power and control, that we are not afraid to stand up against these evil ones. Lord Jesus Christ, I feel that you're gonna move. Hallelujah, Jesus. I ask you to forgive my sins. I'm an evil man, Lord God. I'm an evil person. There's nothing good inside me. I need you, Jesus, and I need a Savior. I've said some bad things, and I've hurt some folks, but Lord Jesus Christ, I know my heart is right, and I can't handle these people of power and control. Oh my gosh, Lord, we need a Savior, and we need Jesus. We need a Savior, and we need Jesus. Amen.